Any federal IT practitioner who can fog a mirror is thinking about cybersecurity issues these days, or should be. In reviewing 15 large software development programs underway in the Defense Department, congressional auditors found that cyber concerns do have the potential to stretch out projects or boost costs. Here with highlights, a director of the Information Technology and Cybersecurity Team at the Government Accountability Office, Kevin Walsh. Mr. Walsh, good to have you on.
Good to be here, Tom. Thank you.
These 15 programs that you reviewed, give us the overview of them. Were they battle-related? Were they logistics-related or across the board?
Sure. So we looked at the 15 major IT programs that had a formal cost estimate, which is known as an acquisition program baseline. These included things like HR systems, financial management, healthcare, and communications. And these are not small dollars. These are big, big programs. They are spending in the order of hundreds of millions or, in some cases, billions of dollars over their life cycle. So, for example, we're looking at DoD's modernization of its healthcare management system, as well as the Navy's replacement of their networks on their bases and ships, submarines, and the like. So these are very big, very important, but they do not include weapon systems. So to manage expectations, these are enterprise systems and the like.
Got it. So the things that take them 10, 15 years or so, usually, if they get them done at all, I suppose. What did you find generally in terms of their ability to stay on program schedule goals?
Sure. So this is kind of a good news, bad news story. We had 11 that decreased their costs. So fantastic news for the taxpayer. The other four increased their costs. However, on the bad news side of things, those four massively increased their costs to the tune of two increased more than $1 billion total. And if you looked at the total change, if you added all the changes up for the 15, they increased more than $1 billion in total. So that means that the 11 that did good work were outweighed by the four that went over cost.
Which were those bad boys on cost?
Sure. So the two biggest and most guilty are the Army's Integrated Personnel and Pay System, Increment 2, as well as the modernization of the healthcare management system I mentioned earlier. Those both exceeded their cost by north of $1 billion.
Wow. All right. Then you were going to talk about schedule.
Sure. So we looked at cost, schedule, and we even looked at some of the performance aspects of these 15. So for schedule, we saw five that had increased or been delayed in their schedule by more than a year. So in one case, 5 years, 2 years, 2 years, 3 years, and 1 year. The other 10 either had no schedule delay or delays on the order of months. So again, good news, bad news. Good news, 10 had no or minimal delays, but the remaining five had more than a year delay.
And the report does mention the fact specifically that cybersecurity concerns can cause delays or cost overruns or both. And I guess given the fact that every agency is thinking about cyber these days, what were your findings with respect to how they were able to inculcate cyber without getting out of control on the whole project?
You're absolutely right, Tom. We want to see agencies looking at cybersecurity early, often, and we want it really to be something that is built in from the get-go. So to DoD's credit, their guidance requires that. And it requires things like having a cybersecurity strategy and conducting vulnerability assessments. So each of the 15 that we looked at had a cybersecurity strategy, and 8 of the 15 had conducted some form of vulnerability assessment. The remaining 7, keep in mind these are programs that are being developed, so they may have been a little bit too early to actually conduct those vulnerability assessments. And one program actually cited the heavy involvement of DoD's red team, which is the guys pretending to be bad actors, as one of the reasons for their success. So DoD is doing this is a good job on cyber for DoD, at least thinking about it as they go. But as seen from the recent SolarWinds breaches, just because you're thinking about it doesn't mean you're bulletproof.
We're speaking with Kevin Walsh, a director in the Information Technology and Cybersecurity Team at the Government Accountability Office. And what else would cause them to go over schedule and over cost? Were there any common factors that they need to address?
Sure. So as is typical in government programs, we saw that changing requirements resulted in delays, both in terms of the schedule as well as cost overruns. You know, if you're changing the goalposts as you go, that makes it harder to actually stay on target. But agencies also did a bunch of good things. We found that the 10 who had decreased their cost basically maintain tight control and monitor their costs. They also cited the government acting as a system integrator as a reason for decreased costs. On the mixed side of things, some cut scope to reduce costs, which can lead to maybe not delivering the product that you initially anticipated. But I think the changing requirements and difficulty integrating software is probably the more common ones that we saw.
And you also report that most of the projects, I think 11 or 12 out of 15, are using what you might roughly call the agile development methodology as opposed to the waterfall. May not meet the strict definitions of the agile trade groups, but it was not the old-fashioned way.
That's correct. And that is seen as a good thing moving forward, because agile and iterative and DevOps and DevSecOps allow you, if you're going to fail, we'd rather these programs fail early so that we can figure it out and cut it off before they spend billions of dollars, as many of these are going to do. So incremental allows you to identify problems earlier and even allows you to deliver a working, viable product at an earlier point in the life cycle of the software development.
And I would think if you do things incrementally, then that would avoid some of the change orders and rework that gets so expensive and takes so long. The vendors love it, but it does take things up to the stratosphere.
That is entirely spot on, Tom.
All right. And this was a report without recommendations. So this was just a look-see. We want you to know we're watching.
You're correct. And this is actually going to be an annual assessment. So you can expect to see one of these roughly every year. The Congress put in a annual mandate for us to do this kind of look. But while it doesn't have any recommendations, the report did highlight several opportunities for DoD to keep on improving its IT capabilities. And we also highlighted problems with DoD finding the right people. So we found that it was difficult for many of these programs to find the right staff with the right expertise. And this is something we've heard over and over again in federal IT. Finding the right people, putting them in place, can be difficult for the government.
So if they read between the lines, they'll get the idea of what they ought to be doing.
Yes, that is absolutely correct.
All right. Kevin Walsh is a director of the Information Technology and Cybersecurity team at the Government Accountability Office. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom. Great to be on.
We'll post this interview along with a link to his report at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Hear the Federal Drive on your schedule. Subscribe at Podcast One or wherever you get your shows.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.